Is full mit Sonne und wie ein Jahr ist jeder schon. Nur ich gedenk noch jeden ohne, was hat mich verschlossen da. Mein Morgen so wird scheinen, soll die Zeit nicht sein zu weit. Kommt der Tag schon, kommt der Tag schon, ich will sein befreit. Sagt der Mensch darf oben keuer, wenn es wird sein ganze Welt verlennt. Ich seh mein Abschein in der Heue, weiter über die Füße wenn. Mein Morgensohn wird scheinen, soll die Zeit nicht sein zu weit. Kommt der Tag schon, kommt der Tag schon, ich will sein befreit. Dort steht der Jad in jener Bande, er los der Reuse sage wein. Man hat mich eingesetzt auf Grande, meine Schumme ist doch rein.
Is he also playing the guitar?
Yeah. Mein Morgen wird scheinen, soll die Zeit nicht sein zu weit. Kommt der Tag schon, kommt der Tag schon, ich will sein befreit. Kommt der Tag schon, kommt der Tag schon, ich will sein befreit.
And that was acclaimed Yiddish singer, songwriter, and harmonica player and guitarist Daniel Kahn singing in Yiddish Bob Dylan's I Shall Be Released. And I mention that and we play that because one of Toronto's favorite summer traditions is back. The Ashkenaz Summer Jam Series brings free outdoor concert to Earl Barrels Park, celebrating an eclectic mix of folk, klezmer, jazz, roots, and world music in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. This coming Monday, August 10th, the spotlight turns to celebrating Bob Dylan at 85. Joining me now to tell us more is the artistic director of the Ashkenaz Festival, Eric Stein. Eric is an accomplished musician, band leader, and songwriter who's helped shape the festival's artistic vision since 2006. Eric, welcome to Classical Mornings.
Thanks. Nice to be here.
It's nice to have you with us this morning. So for listeners who haven't experienced an Ashkenaz Summer Jam concert before, what's the series all about and what makes it such a special part of Toronto's summer?
So the series, Summer Jam, we started it 4 years ago. Mm-hmm. And as you know, our festival happens every 2 years, and that's been going since 1995. We started this festival kind of in the same spirit that classical orchestras have pop series. We wanted to mix Jewish music with non-Jewish music styles and popular musical styles to bring in new audiences and attract people to a mix of things, and to bring our style of musical programming into North York, particularly where there is a large Jewish community, but also a very multicultural population. Mm-hmm. So we started this series, and the gist behind it is having double bills where we pair a Jewish roots music performer with a pop act, a tribute act in a lot of cases. This event coming up on Monday is actually the first time that we've done a triple bill as part of this series. And that's because we are celebrating Dylan's 85th birthday. And we had three really interesting things to present to the community. The first, of course, Daniel Kahn, who's a renowned performer of Yiddish music, is also an actor. He's been here a number of times, and he's really quite well-known internationally and really an excellent artist. Mm-hmm. And his musical persona, I think, is very much informed by the spirit of figures like Bob Dylan. His music is very much about social commentary mixed with great poetry, which is a hallmark of Dylan's work. And Dan himself has done a lot of translating of Dylan's songs into Yiddish, as well as songs by artists like Leonard Cohen, Woody Guthrie, Tom Waits. So he's really compelled, I think, by this idea of giving familiar songs new life by translating them into Yiddish. So he was a natural for us to think about bringing into this series. And he'll be joined on the bill by Paul James, who's a renowned Canadian blues and country performer. He's won lots of awards, and he, in fact, has performed with Dylan on a number of occasions. And over the last number of years, has been doing a Dylan tribute show. And his interpretations are really pretty close to the originals. If you want to hear a version of a Dylan song like it sounded on the original record, Paul's your man. He's going to deliver that for us. Mm-hmm. And then the end of the night will be a group called New Morning, which is a newer ensemble that is based here in Toronto. And they take kind of opposite approach. They take Dylan's music as the starting point, and they interpret it in their own way, introduce different kind of rhythmic approaches. And it really speaks to just how universal and powerful Dylan's body of work is, that this range of artists could interpret it all in one night in that way. And obviously there's hundreds or thousands more out there that do interesting things with Dylan's music. It's really timeless and universal.
And I'm sure it goes without saying that because we all have such tremendous respect for Bob Dylan as a poet and a musician, that is why, one of the reasons why you chose to celebrate his 85th birthday.
Of course, for sure. And you know, aside from the fact that Bob Dylan was born a Jew.
Yes.
He emerged and evolved into other things later on, but there's certainly a very strong Jewish sensibility in a lot of his music.
Okay.
And a lot of songs of his that resonate very strongly with Jewish cultural themes and just mean a lot to the Jewish community. So I think it's a fitting overlap, and it's one of the things about this series that is inspiring and liberating as a programmer, because I get to reach a little bit further outside of what we normally program as part of our festival, which is more specifically Jewish-rooted styles, even if they are eclectic, even if they're cross-cultural and fusionistic. But this really takes us into a realm we've never been in terms of interfacing so much with popular styles of music.
Well, I must say, when I heard this Yiddish singing and the pronunciation of the words and with the music, it felt quite natural to me. It felt like, oh wow, this is really going into the Jewish faith, the spirit of
absolutely.
Judaism.
Yeah, absolutely. And one of the things that's interesting about the translations that Daniel does is that there's a kind of subjectivity that comes into that translation process, because you need to make words rhyme. And you also, in some cases, certain turns of phrase don't directly translate. So in a way, I think with a lot of Daniel's translations, you see his perspective coming through in the translation. What is it about the original lyrics that resonate for him and that perhaps speak to contemporary sensibilities or contemporary issues? And I think we'll see that on Monday when he's performing with us.
And will he be explaining that? I mean,
yes,
why he's done
absolutely.
That, why he's, what the things mean to him?
Yeah, I believe so. I think that most Yiddish performers often know that they're performing to an audience that may not understand the words directly. Mm-hmm. So they often preface or after their performance will say something about what they're doing with the music.
And tell me about Paul James. I mean, how did he come to perform with Bob Dylan?
You know, he's a better one to tell that story than me, but I think, you know, he told me the story, and it was a very subtle moment where he was in some bar somewhere with his own band, and Bob Dylan happened to be there listening to him. And I think they exchanged some words at the bar as they were just chatting, and that led to a very casual invitation for Bob to join him on stage, and that took place. And then later on, they developed a relationship, and Paul, I think, was on a number of bills with Bob as a, as an opening act. So he definitely has a very, very close connection. When I you speak to Paul, you can really hear that he's got that kind of close proximity to Bob Dylan.
And he's got tremendous experience and great creds.
Absolutely. And he really does a fantastic job of, you know, cover acts. You don't have to sound exactly like the act that you're paying tribute to.
Well, you
but
can't, can you?
He kind of sounds like himself while also evoking Dylan.
Yes.
And also being very faithful to the original recordings.
Well, I would always hope that the person who's up there has their own spirit and their own passion and conveys the spirit of Bob Dylan or whomever they are honoring with their own spirit as well.
Indeed.
Which makes it unique.
Yeah, absolutely.
Lovely.
I think that's very much the case with
Lovely.
Paul.
Now, Ashkenaz has always been known for bringing together different musical traditions. How does this concert reflect that spirit?
Oh, well, I mean, just the idea that we've got artists that are just performing straight up covers of Dylan songs. I mean, that's something that doesn't really exactly fit into our mandate. We've had some pretty out there stuff in this series. You know, 2 weeks ago we had a Santana cover band.
Woo-hoo!
That was paired with a band that was playing Jewish tunes in Latin styles. So
Fantastic.
We called it our Latin night.
Oh, I love it.
We had a bluegrass night earlier this summer. We've had everything. We've had Bruce Springsteen, Paul Simon, The Grateful Dead, the Allman Brothers, a really wide range of things. And we've always, the challenge for us as an organization and for me curatorially is to figure out what can I connect with this that has a more direct rootedness in Jewish culture and Jewish musical tradition that will have some sort of connection with the second half of the bill. So that's been an interesting and challenging problem for me.
But. And Paul will also be telling his stories along the way as well, right?
Of course.
Yeah, lovely, lovely. Well, Eric, you know, I think you've basically answered about 10 questions here in three. So I want to thank you for coming in today.
My pleasure.
And such a pleasure to talk with you.
Likewise.
And very excited about this series.
Thank you.
The Ashkenaz Summer Jam Concert celebrating Bob Dylan at 85 takes place Monday, August 10th at Earl Bales Park in North York. Family activities begin at 6 p.m. and the main concert runs from 7 until 10 p.m. and admission is free. Eric, thanks again and have a wonderful summer.
Likewise.